Both have to give a get. If after one gives a get, the second one could marry you. The same thing, if a lady, an older lady, gives somebody a shus to marry her, to be a shliach to receive her kedushin, she also went and accepted her own kedushin. So it depends which one came first. If she accepted her own kedushin first, kedushin is chal. But if the shliach that she appointed, that person accepted her kedushin first, kedushin, that kedushin is chal first. For many a day, we don't know which one happened. First, shneim neisim lo get. Both husbands have to give her get. Then, v'yimrotz lecha neisim get. If one wants to give a get, v'yecha kainas, that's also good. What do we need two cases for? Tzrich, we need two cases. Di yashmin gaba di day, by her, mishum de gavra, but by the father, mishum de gavra, kim lebi yuchsin. Av litzad le kim lebi yuchsin, neim aloi, nevi kedushin, kedushin. Alright, we'll stop here. So, mishem on Shabbos. Now we'll hold enough ayin test on Aleph. Just do the last mission again over again. Last mission on ayin test on base. Mishin osur meshlus leshluchoy lekadesh es bitoy. A father that he has a right to marry off his daughter when she's a naro or ktana, so he gave a shliach permission to marry off his daughter for him. For hol achu v'kitcho, and the father later then went and married off his daughter by himself. So two people now went to marry off his daughter. So it depends. Im shaloi kodmoi. If the father did it first, kedusha kedushin, his kedushin is chal. V'yim shel shlucha kodmoi, but if the shliach made the kedushin first, so kedusha kedushin, then the shliach's kedushin is good, and what the father did, like, it's too late. She's already married to the first one. What's going to be v'eni yodeya? We do not know which one was first. So then the lachar is shneiyam noisn get. Both men have to give her a get, because we have a doubt who her husband is, which kedushin is chal first. But v'imrotzu, if they want, they can make up that echad noisn get, one of them first should give her a get, and then v'yechad koinis, the second one has a right then to marry her. Mamonoshach, if he was the real husband, he's the real husband. And if not, the other one already gave a get, so now he can marry her. The b'chein, the same halach applies, isha shenosno reshlus l'shlucho l'kacha. Not with a father, but a regular older lady that wants to get married, and she appointed a shliach to accept kedushin for her. Now the lady by herself went and got married by herself. Somebody married her. So it depends. Im shelo kodmoi, if her kedushin took place first, she married herself off before the shliach accepted the kedushin for her. So again, kedusha kedushin, her kedushin is chal. That's first. But v'im shel shlucha kodmo, if the shliach's kedushin took place first, then kedusha of kedushin, his kedushin, that kedushin is chal first. Again, we don't know which one was first. We don't know if the lady that married herself off of the shliach, which one was first. So lachar is shneiyam noisn lo get. Both men have to give her a get. And again, if they want, so just one gives her a get, and then the second one is muta to marry yet mamonoshach. Either it's his wife, or else he's marrying the other one's wife that everybody has a get. So it's okay. Now the Gemara says utzricha. We need both cases in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the same story two times. Just one's the case with the father and his daughter, that the father met a shliach, and one's the case that the wife herself, the older lady herself, met a shliach. So what do we have to have two cases for? They're both exact same svaras. Samar says, yes, we need both. If we only hear the first case by the father, when the father wants to marry off his daughter, or else he makes a shliach to marry off his daughter, I'll tell you over there, mishum de gavra kimle biyuchsin, because the man knows about yuchsin. So therefore we say, if the father goes and marries off his daughter, what he means to do is, he appointed a shliach yesterday, he means to be mevatel the shliach, because the father, we say, knows more than the shliach. Therefore, if the father goes and marries her, and the father married her first, his kedushin is chal and not the shliach. But in the second case of the Mishnah, where it's a question of the lady herself is marrying off herself, what happened? She already made a shliach to marry, get married to accept kedushin for her, and then she went and accepted it herself. So the loy kim le biyuchsim will say as for her, maybe she doesn't know so much who's miyuchesed, who's not, if the yichud is really good or not. So there I would have thought to say, if she first appointed, let's say, a man to be a shliach to accept the kedushin, so she trusted the man will check out and make sure that chosin is miyuchas. But when she gets married by herself, maybe she's not semech das on herself so much, because she herself doesn't know so much about yichsin. So maybe even if she accepted her kedushin first, maybe still when the shliach gets her married, she still would rather have the shliach's kedushin, and she doesn't really mean to be married to the first one. So that's what I would have thought to say, kamashmala no, that even in the case by the lady herself, if she accepts her own kedushin first, that's the main kedushin, and the second one is too late. Now, v'yashmina gavadido, if we'd only hear the second case, where the lady, that even though she appointed a shliach to accept kedushin for her, when she gets married herself, that her kedushin is good, I'll tell you, mishum d'yisaso, daiko minsuva, there's another svara, that the lady herself, true, maybe she doesn't know about yichus, or the guy's a mamzer or not, but she's medayik, she checks out to make sure she should get married to somebody that she really likes. Like, she checks out the man to make sure she likes him. So by a lady, when she accepts kedushin herself, then we say she wants her kedushin, not the shliach's kedushin. Avol iyu, but maybe the father, eimo lo yichpas lei. Maybe by the father doesn't make a real difference. Like, what happened? The father first met a shliach for somebody to accept kedushin for his daughter. And then the father himself accepted the kedushin from somebody else for his daughter. But maybe the father doesn't really mean to accept it by himself. He doesn't care if the shliach does it or not. So maybe he's still soymer das mainly on the shliach, and what he accepted means nothing. Kamashmal and Tzricha know that in both cases, whichever one took place first, that's the one they really want, that's the kedushin, and the second one is not chal. Itma, we learn the shalah like this now. Itma, kidsho o viho baderech. The father in the morning married off his daughter. The kidsha atzma b'ir. And in the afternoon, this daughter accepted her own kedushin from somebody else in the city. And varehi bageris. Right now in the afternoon, she is a bageris. And the locker is like this. When the daughter is a nara still, the father has a right to marry her off. When she becomes a bageris, the father can't marry her anymore. Then she has the right to marry herself. She goes out of the father's rishus. Now we know a nara. Now we know like this. A nara is when she's 12 years old and she has some money, she becomes a nara. And it lasts for exactly 6 months. After 6 months, then she becomes a bageris. Now before 6 months, it depends. If she has simonim, bageris, she could become a bageris even earlier. If someone like Marnia says her breast start to grow, she could become a bageris even earlier. But normal, it's 6.5 months. When she's 12 and a half years old, that's when she becomes a bageris. So the maskana we're going to be talking about here, that it's exactly the day when she finishes the 6 months. So she's exactly 12 and a half years old. That day. So that day itself, in the morning, it's possible she was still a nara, and she first got her simonim in the afternoon. So it's possible to say maybe she first became a bageris in the afternoon. That's this question now. In the morning, the father married her off. In the afternoon, she married herself off. And when we check her out in the afternoon, we see that she's a bageris right now. So why don't we say, how was she in the morning? Was she a bageris in the morning, and then the morning's kedushin is zero? Doesn't help. Or do we say, no, maybe in the morning she was still a nara, and that kedushin came first? So it's machlokes. Rava, Marav says, the svar is, harehi bageris lefoneinu. Listen, right now we see it to be a bageris. So since she's that way now, we'll say that's the way she was in the morning. And therefore, when the father married her off in the morning, it means nothing. A father can't marry you off his bageris. Shmuel says, no, chai shinon likedusha shneim. Shmuel says, no, we have to be afraid that it's possible to say that maybe in the morning she was still a nara. And therefore, when the father married her off, that kedusha was chal first. Then the second one would be chal. But it's only a doubt. It could be possible that maybe she was a bageris also in the morning. And then only the second kedushin is chal, not the mornings. So Shmuel says it's a shaila, both of them is suffer kedushin, both have to give her a get. Now the Gemara says, Amos, what are we talking about now? Where's the machlokes talking about? Ilan, if you want to tell me, betoich shisha, in the middle of these first 6 months, after she became a nara, when she's 12 years old, and 2 months or so, means before the 6 months finished, so the Gemara asks, would Rav say the svar that we see it to be a bageris in the afternoon, so that's the way she was in the morning? Why? Of course, hashtu the bagro. Of course, we should say that just the opposite. She first became a bageris now in the afternoon. Because during these first 6 months, she's not pecheskes to be a bageris. Usually it takes a good 6 months till she becomes a bageris. So if it was before the 6 months finished, we would say rather she's still a nara. So therefore, even though in the afternoon we see she's a Bageris, we should say only from then on she became a Bageris. But of course, Rav should agree there's a Cheskas Naras that said that in the morning she was still a Nara. So Rav would not argue on this. Ella, what do you want to tell me the case is talking about? Liyacha Shisha. That after 6 months passed by, she's over 6.5 months old. She's over 12.5 months old. Samara says, how could Shmuel say we have a suffix? That maybe in the morning she was still an arrow, and maybe that kedushin was chal. I will Amar Shmuel. Shmuel himself says, "Ein vein arrows laboygeres ela shisha chadoshim bulvad." It only takes 6 months for a girl to become a bageres. It can never take longer. So therefore, if she for sure is 12.5 years old, she is for sure a bageres. Like after 6 months passed by, after she started to be a Nara, 12 years old, with two simonim, so after 6 months passed by, for sure she's a Bageris. So how could Shmuel say then that we have to be afraid maybe in the morning she was still a Nara? That wouldn't be any Svara. If it's after 6 months later, for sure we should say she's a Bageris. So like Tzarich, I'll tell you the case we're talking about right now is the Kiddush, that the Kedushin took place, Ve'ahu Yoyma de Mashlim Shisha, the last day of the first 6 months. We're talking about now that they got married the last day of the end of the 6 months. So therefore, it's a good shayla. That day, she's aiming to change. She should be changing from an hour to Bageris, but we're not sure when it took place. So therefore, now in the afternoon, we look at her, we see she's a Bageris. Our question is, how was she that morning? That's the machlekes. Rav says, harehi Bageris lefenenu. We say she's a Bageris right now, so therefore what? Mi dahashto Bageris. Since right now we see her body, we see that her breast grew, we see that she's a Bageris. But safra nami Bageris. Therefore in the morning also, of course, we should say she was a Bageris. And therefore the fact the father married her in the morning means nothing. Because since she was already a Bageris in the morning, the father can't marry her off. That's what Rav holds. Ushmula Mashmul says no. Hashtu the icy simonim. Only know now when we see her in the afternoon, true, now she's a Bageris. But in the morning, we have a doubt to say maybe she was still an Ara. In other words, true, today she should be changing. But we don't know when she changed. So Shmuel says, since before today she was still an Ara, we'll say she's still an Ara until we see for sure that she changed. Therefore, in the morning, Shmuel says still, she has a suffix, maybe she's an Ara. Therefore, we have to be afraid, maybe the father's kedushin in the morning was chal. Now the Gemara is, so Shmuel, according to Shmuel, Maishno mikvah. How come over here Shmuel says it's a suffix? And how come by mikvah we see there it's a vadai tummy? By mikvah we say for sure it's no good. We'll soon see what the case is. But now we learned like this. Mikvah shenimdeid. If a person, they went now to check out the mikveh. They checked out the mikveh in the town, and they found out that it's missing. It doesn't have aboyim saw. It's missing some water. The mikveh is tussle right now. So the lachar is, kol tahiris, shenaso agavav lamafreya. All the tahiris that originally was tomei, and they put it into this mikveh to make it tor, is no good. It's kol tahiris, shenaso agavav lamafreya. All the tahiris that were put into this mikveh now, it means the things that were tummy, you want to make a Torah again, that was put into this mikveh from before me, since the last time we checked it out, whether it's a suffix in the Rishus HaYochid, that there anyway usually we say suffix is tummy, that usually we say suffix Rishus Rabbim is Torah, here we say Timaeus. Here we say everything that went into the mikveh is still tummy. Because we say since now the mikveh is chasa, most probably it was still chasa before also. So you see, so what we find now, that's the way we say it was before. So why does Shmuel say, even though we see now she's a Bageris, we don't say that's the way she was in the morning. Here we see we do say that, Svara. Since right now we find the mikveh chasar, we say the mikveh was chasar missing a month ago, since the last time we checked it. And everything is no good. Svara says, no, Shmuel answers. I'll tell you, Shani Hos, the mikveh is different. The Yikul HaMeima, there we could say, Heme Tomi Achas Kosei. There, what are we talking about? You want to put something into the mikveh that's tamei. So that thing, if you have a suffix, if it's a good tefillah or not, we should leave that thing the way it was before. Let's say a man wants to go into the mikveh. So before the man goes in, he's tamei. So if so, if we have a suffix, if it was good or not, we'll leave the man aches kosta to say he was tamei. V'yayim loy tovel, and we'll say rather the tefillah was no good. Loy tovel means he didn't make a good tefillah, because we'll say rather the mikveh was kosta. The Gemara says, no, other rabbi, say just the opposite way. Hemed mikveh aches kosta. The mikveh has a chazaka. Like we know a month ago, we checked it out. A month ago, the mikveh was kosher. So it says, since it was kosher there, most probably it's still kosher until we saw a change right now. So v'yei melechos, on the chazaka, then you say, the mikveh did not change. So Mara says, no, that is a reyes. There's something wrong with that. Because ha reychos lefanecha. Right now, we see the way the mikveh is missing. So if you look at the mikveh right now, that should be a svar to say that's the way it was before also. So Mara says, so it's still a kasha and Shmuel. If you look at her right now in the afternoon, we see she is a Bagaris. So that should be a svar to say she was in the morning also. Why does Shmuel say there we have a suffix? Samara says no. Shmuel answers, Hashta, who the Bagaris? No, still I say, maybe only then she became a Bagaris. Maybe in the morning she wasn't yet. For the Gemara, so, Hosanami, say the same thing by the Mikvah also then. Hashta, the Chosar. So I want to say also, you checked out the mikveh today, let's say only from today it was missing. But yesterday, why don't we say the mikveh was still shalem? So why don't we say whatever went into the mikveh is like a kosher store? So Mara says no, the answer is, Hosom tatel reyusa. By a mikveh, there are two things wrong there. Hocho chodel reyusa. Here by the Isha, there's only one thing wrong. By the Isha, the only thing is we see now she's a bageris. That's all. So the suffix what she was in the morning. So Shmuel says we have a doubt that still a suffix what she was in the morning. But there's no chazokis by the Isha. Because since this is the day that she's finishing her 6 months, she's supposed to change today. So there's no chazoka to say since yesterday she was an Ara, most probably she's still an Ara right now. That chazoka can't help us. Because today that chazoka is asuya lishtanis. That chazoka is supposed to change. But by the mikveh though, we have two reasons to say the person is still tamei. Because before the person went into the mikveh, he had a cheskas tummy. He was tummy before. We have a suffix if the mikveh is good or not, so we have a suffix leaving the way he was before. And secondly, when we look at the mikveh right now, we see the mikveh missing. So since right now we see something wrong with the mikveh, that's just what to say the mikveh was missing a while ago, before. Either the chazaka, the mikveh, the last time we checked it out, the mikveh was kosher. That's only one reason to say that way. But since we have two reasons to say it the other way, two is better than one. But by the Isha, the Bagaris, you only have one reason. Therefore, there Shmuel says it's a suffix. Now the Gemara says, Shmuel, according to Shmuel, Maishna Michovius. Why is Shmuel's din of a Bagaris different than the case of a barrel? We'll soon see. The Tanya we learned. If a man was checking out his barrel of wine, lahafra shalei truma, in order to make this barrel truma. Now let's say the guy had 100 barrels of wine, and they're all tevel, he didn't take off truma yet. And now he wants to set aside one barrel should be the truma. Now the locher is, you have to make sure the wine is still good wine, and it did not become spoiled, it did not become vinegar. Because if the wine spoils and becomes vinegar, you can't take off truma from that anymore. So he kept on checking out his barrels to make sure it's still wine. Now, v'yachakach, later on, nimses chaymetz. Later, he checked out his barrel again, and he found out that barrel was chaymetz. So if he used it to become truma, the truma won't be good. So what's the halacha? We say there, kol gimlu yomim vadei. The last 3 days, is vadei was chaymetz, and if he made it truma those last 3 days, nothing doing. For sure, it's no good. But mikan v'yelech, this is one shot at least, so from before 3 days, sofik. Then talk, it's a suffix, when exactly did the wine change to become into vinegar? So it's a suffix, what is the truma is chal? But it's still a suffix. On this we ask the question of Ramina, we have a question. Chavis ha-mikveh. How come here by chavis we say it's only a suffix if the truma is good or not? And by mikveh before we said for sure the tyrus is tamei. So how come here it's a suffix, there it's a vadei? Maishna do'ach vadei, how come in mikveh we say it's vadei no good? Well, Maishna do'ach suffix, how come over here by chavis, by the wine, we say it's only a suffix whether it's chal truma or not? And the more answers, V'yomer Rabbi Chanina Misurya, Man Tana Chavis, who is the Tana that says by chavis is only a suffix, only a doubt? Enechnam is Rabbi Shimon he. It's only a shita siyachad Rabbi Shimon shita. The gabe mikva nami sveika mishavya. That even by mikva, Rabbi Shimon says it's also a suffix. It's a doubt whether the tyrus are tummy or not. The Tanya, we talk a lot like this. Kol tahirus shenasa gabal lamafreya. All the tyrus that went into this mikva before. Whether it's a suffix, whether it took place in Rishos Yochid, whether it took place in Rishos Yochid, or else in Rishos Rabin, Timaeus. We said, like we said before, it's Vade Tomei. Since it's a Tatel or a Yusa, there are two things wrong. It's a Cheskas Tumah and the Mikvas Chosar. We say it's Vade Tomei. However, Rabbi Shimon says it depends. Rishos Rabin Toiris. Rabbi Shimon says it only remains a suffix. Therefore, the Klal is suffix Tumah. Rishos Rabin is Tor. Rishos Yochid Toilin. And the Rishos Yochid, though, there remains a suffix Tumah. And Abul Rabbona, but Enochlami. So this is Rabbi Shimon Shita. Abul Rabbona, but according to the Rabbonin Shita, Tevel Amafroy Enochlami. According to the Rabbonin Shita, just like we say by Mikvah, it's Vaday Tomei. The same thing by this Yayin also. If we find the Yayin now to be vinegar, we say for sure it was vinegar way before. And if you made Truma from it in between, nothing doing is Vaday Tevel. So again, the question is again according to Shmuel. Here we see again, since we see the wine to be vinegar right now, we say that's the way it was all the way before. So Akam Shmuel says, even though we see her to be a Bageris right now, we do not say she was a Bageris in the morning. Why not? Here again we see the way we see it right now, that's the way it was way before. So again, the Gemara says, Shani Yosem, no, by the wine it's different. The Ikulu Meime Hemet Teblachas Kosei. There we have a suffix whether the Tevel became Truma or not. Like, first, all the wine was Tevel. You didn't take off Truma some Isos yet. Now you have a suffix, the wine that you're taking off of Truma, you have a suffix that that wine changed to be vinegar or not. So you have a suffix if it became Truma or not. So Hamid, leave it the way it was before, that it was Tevel, so it's still awesome. For Yemen, we should rather say, Lo Nitzkra, didn't become fixed. For the more other rabbi, just the opposite, say a svara, Hamid Yayin Achas Kosoi. For Yemen, Lo Hechmitz, no, say the opposite. We checked this barrel a month ago. Then it was okay, it was good wine. So let's say since you checked, then it was okay, so it's probably still okay until we see differently. Tamura says, no, that's a chazaka de mikara. Tamura says, no, harei hechmes lefanecha. But right now we see this wine to be vinegar, there's a chazaka de hashtra, say it's no good. So the Gemara, if you go boss a chazaka de hashtra, the way you see it is right now, hochinami by the Isha also say the same thing. Harei bagaris lefaneinu. There's a chazaka de hashtra, right now she is a bagaris. So why doesn't Shmuel say for sure in the morning she's also a Bageris? So Mar says, no, what you have to say is Hashtu, the Bagra. That Chazak is no good, because we can say it only happened right now, not before. If so, Hachinami, Hashtu, the Achmitz. So by wine also say the same thing. We only see it to change to be vinegar right now. Maybe before it wasn't vinegar. So Mar answers, no, again, the Teretz is, Hosam Tatilurayusa. By the wine, there are two things wrong. First of all, we see it to be vinegar right now. That's a good suffix. Maybe it was vinegar way before. And secondly, the wine has a cheskas tevel. Before you did anything to it, it was tevel. So you have a suffix, whether it changed or not. When a suffix, we say it didn't change. Hocha, by this isha though, chodel or yusahu. There's only one thing wrong with her. Today is the day she's supposed to change from a nara to a bageris. We just don't know when she changed. So even though in the afternoon you see it to be a bageris, but it's still a good doubt that maybe in the morning she didn't change yet. So that's why here Shmuel says it's only a suffix if she changed in the morning or not. But by mikvah and by yayin, he agrees, there we said Tata L'Reyusa, that Avadi changed in the morning also. Now the Gemara says, maybe this machlokes Rav and Shmuel is also a machlokes Tanoim. We learned like